Welcome back to Farm Talk. It is a Friday. That means it's my favorite segment of the week. It's time to talk about the great outdoors with our good friend Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and, from the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, outreach biologist. Doug, it's been one of those weeks. I'm glad we're by the blizzard. Yeah, how was your middle of the week?
Yeah, it's the same as everybody else. I think we all look at the calendar and go, we're going to be very happy when February is finally gone. And I think, you know, for the most part, the fact that these storms, the cold and the snow, they're not lasting 5 days anymore. They're, you know, 48 hours, 36 hours, and the recovery is a little bit shorter as well. So I think that's probably, if you're trying to look for a little silver lining in the snow and the cold that we've had and the continued cold, we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. I've always hung my hat on the fact that the North Dakota Winter Show, regardless of what the air temperature is, what the ground is, that means that winter is behind us and we just plow through into spring. So with the North Dakota Winter Show coming soon, yes. I can't wait, Eric. I can't wait.
Yeah, just a couple of weeks away. Well, let's start with the North Dakota legislature. I did see that there is, I don't know if it's final yet, but I did see that there was some movement on the baiting bill that is out there. And I know you've got some more details than that, probably specifics, but maybe you can enlighten us on what they're doing.
The baiting bill has probably been one of the most popular or active hunting and fishing pieces of legislation that we've had this session. And maybe to give farmers, ranchers, hunters, landowners a little bit of an idea of what I'm talking about when I say baiting is, because of chronic wasting disease over the last 10 to 15 years, when chronic wasting disease has been found, and I'm going to speak a lot in generalities, but when we've found areas with chronic wasting disease, or there's been areas in Canada or on the borders in Minnesota, what Game and Fish has done in the deer hunting units within that has put into play some different rules, regulations, and restrictions on transporting and how you handle that game. And one of those was also limiting the legality of hunting big game over bait. And I stress hunting big game over bait because it's not about feeding. If people want to feed wildlife, if people want to feed deer, we don't have the authority to limit that. As much as people want to feed birds in their backyard, if people want to feed deer or turkeys or pheasants, we don't have any authority on that. We would explain, as you and I have talked about in the past, some of the concerns that we have for disease transmission, whether it's any kind of artificial feeding. But our specific regulation has been hunting big game over bait. And over the course of time, as chronic wasting disease has been documented in different parts of North Dakota, those regulations have come into play. This year, there was legislation that was put into the North Dakota legislature to remove the Game and Fish Department's ability to limit hunting big game over bait. Now, just like every other piece of legislation, whether it's ag or industry, how things start and how things finish are oftentimes not as simple as they sound. The regulation, the legislation that would remove our authority was amended and it was passed. What it was amended to do is it still gives hunters the ability to hunt big game over bait between August 25th and January 7th. There's a volume capacity of 50 gallons. There's a setback of 150 feet from other landowners. And there's rules. There's reasons for these amendments that have come into play. But that's the simplest way I can put it. Hunting big game over bait on private property would be legal from August 25th through January 27th with a couple of stipulations, which would include capacity of 50 gallons, setback of 150 feet, that passed the North Dakota House 76-18. It moves on to the Senate, but passes the Senate. Then it would need to be signed by the governor, and then those rules would come into effect. So as is any piece of legislation, Eric, there's a long ways to go. As one legislator put it, if this is a hockey game, there's been two periods. The game's not over. There's still another period left, and that would be the Senate.
My first thought is geez, don't we already have a bunch of natural baiting fields out there, like corn? You know what I mean? It's like there's
right.
I mean, there's plenty of places where you can find the deer congregating. I'm just trying to, and I guess I've missed the boat on why we need to bait. I mean, it's not like we haven't had successful deer hunting season, so I'm trying to figure out what I'm missing here.
No, and you're not missing anything, because there's a lot of different factors that come into play. There are natural food sources out there. There are food plots. There is corn that is standing, and those spread the deer out more. There are deer that are herded up right now as we speak, to the tune of hundreds, and we understand that. We're not denying what is taking place. What we're saying is the next degree of putting bait piles out specifically for hunting, that congregates them even more. And you know, what we feel as a responsibility as wildlife managers is within our authority is to try to reduce the potential for any kind of disease spread, whether that would be tuberculosis, whether that would be chronic wasting disease. And one of the ways that we see that can help is by trying to limit and reduce not just the number of animals, but the place that animals congregate. One of those has been through baiting. And again, I've had a lot of conversations with people, both in favor of baiting, those that are in favor of game and fish having the ability to regulate that. And it's not an apples to apples comparison, but you can have safety advocates and highway patrol that would say, hey, we don't have a real comfort level of increasing the speed limit to 80 miles an hour or 85 miles an hour. We feel that our roads weren't engineered. There's a lot of other factors that come into play, but the legislature can decide to make their adjustment and make their law. And the highway patrol has to enforce those. And it's the same thing with game and fish. We still feel that the best thing for the health of the deer herd in North Dakota is to try to do what we can to reduce the size of deer herds, the number of deer herds, and the places that happen. And because of that, to hopefully reduce the potential for the spread of chronic wasting disease. But we respond to the legislature, and if this passes, yeah, absolutely. A lot of people that want to hunt big game over bait will be able to do that on private property in areas where in the past, because of chronic wasting disease, they were limited. And there's other things that come into play. We've heard from people that host disabled big game hunts, disabled deer hunts, that you know, that's an important part for them providing a hunting opportunity. We've heard from people that it's private property rights. This is my property. If I want to dump corn out there, I should be able to do that. We've heard people that say for older hunters that might be their last couple of years of archery deer hunting, we'd like to put a bait pile out there, be able to draw in even a small doe. We've heard from people saying for young hunters, right, getting them in closer, maybe they can have a successful and easier shot, and maybe that gets them hooked on hunting. So there's a lot of different conversations that can take place. And the bottom line is the legislators have heard from literally, gosh, I think I saw the latest number of testimony was close to 170 people and written testimony on this bill. And when it comes down to it, the legislature, the House of Representatives of North Dakota, passed it 76-18, Eric.
Okay, so House Bill 1151, crossover is happening now with the legislature. So this is going to go to the Senate, and this is going to start to get picked up here soon. Does that stay HB 1151, or do they switch the title of that because it's going to the Senate? It does stay the same.
Yeah, I'm not a legislative expert, but I do believe it's just the Senate acting on that House bill, or as a crossover would happen, would be the House acting on the Senate bill. But that's as we sit right here, the Game and Fish Department website in North Dakota, if you click on it, we have a tab where you can look over and click and see outdoors legislation, and you can run down the list. I think there's about 25 bills that we're tracking, and it gives a little bit of a summary of it, and then the latest action and what happens next. If you'd like to read through the entirety of it, you, by all means, if you if you need some help falling asleep on a Friday night, there you go.
Well, we got about 2 minutes before the break here. So is there anything else in the North Dakota legislature that is involving game and fish, or was that primarily it?
That's the big one, but there was also a bill that would have legalized party hunting. And in North Dakota, each individual has to have a deer tag. And with that deer tag, they're allocated to shoot legally one deer. And we do the same thing with fish. We do the same thing with pheasants. There was a bill, the number of it escapes me off the top of my head, but there was a bill that would legalize party hunting up to 10 individuals. That would have been House Bill 1377. And we had a lot of concerns from a wildlife management standpoint because we have X number of deer. And legalizing party hunting would have allowed maybe a dad or a son to say, hey, mom, put in for a deer tag. Hey, brother, put in for a deer tag. Even if you don't hunt, we'll take you with and we'll harvest your deer. So there was a lot of one of those bills where on the surface you think, hey, you know, you still have X number of deer being killed, but it comes to distribution, it comes to equity. And when you do that, you're going to probably increase the success rate, and you're going to go from 60 or 65% of the deer tags filled, and you might get closer to 80 or 85% of the deer tags filled. So there's a lot of things that this would have done, but House Bill 1377, if you wanted to read that one, that was okay. The party hunting bill. That bill was heard, and that bill was defeated.
Okay, very good. We need to take a break here. We're going to continue with our second segment with Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish Outreach Biologist, in just a moment as Farm Talk continues.